The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each week we check in with Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. I'm doing well.
House Speaker Pelosi says that there could be another massive spending bill delivered to you guys probably this week with vote by Friday. Evidently, she sent a Mother's Day message saying that the chair of the Federal Reserve Bank has told us to think big because interest rates are so low. She says that it's time that that you think big for the people, because if we don't, she said, it will cost us more later. Not acting is the most expensive course. Now, what do you think big means, Congressman?
To the speaker, it probably means $2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 trillion. I mean, what's a few trillion between friends? It's really sad that this is happening this way. The speaker has had zero input from the Republicans in the House, zero input from the president, from the secretary of the treasury, from the Republicans in the Senate. So what we're going to do is we're going to finally get back to work and go to D.C. and vote. And it's going to be completely ignored in the Senate, and they're going to start all over. So it's unfortunate that this is how they're going to handle this next step. But, you know, at least we're going to get back to work. That's a step in the right direction. And, you know, I'm also excited that we got restaurants back open and, you know, gyms and
haircuts
are going to be open next week. And, you know, we're getting back going. And I like the governor. He said, we never really shut down. We just slowed down. And now it's time to accelerate. That was very, very appropriate. So I'm ready to get back to work, and I'm excited for everybody to have that opportunity. But, you know, the other side of that is we've got to be careful. We've got to take all the precautions that we need to take to make us as safe as possible. So we're going to be it's going to be a new normal, but we're going to get back to work.
Right, exactly. I kind of scanned through some of the things that that are being mentioned that could be part of this new spending bill. One of the things, of course, that kind of got my attention, the U.S. Postal Service, for example, the concern that it could be bankrupt by the fall. But they particularly are suggesting that they need to add a little extra money in there for the Postal Service in case we need to mail our ballots in November. Now, that's what a lot of that's about, isn't it?
You know, the speaker's been talking a lot about mail-in voting, and we currently have that. If you do not want to go vote on election day, you have to send in proof of where you live and that you're going to vote, and they send you a ballot in the mail, and you mail it back. That's called absentee voting.
Right.
And, you know, you can also do that if you want to go vote at County Square early. You have 2 weeks before the election is. So states control these. And that's how it should be. Just, I'll give you an example. And there's a special election in California right now, and they have vote by mail, and they do what's called ballot harvesting. People got in trouble in North Carolina for doing it, but it's literally, that is the law. It's allowed in California. But the early returns are so strongly favoring Mike Garcia, who is the Republican running to replace Katie Hill, who was the woman that resigned for some sexual misconduct that was a Democrat. So he's winning by such a large margin in the early returns that they have opened new precincts in districts that are overwhelmingly Democratic. So, you know, overwhelmingly Democrat. So that's the kind of thing that we're dealing with. They don't really want to allow people to vote by mail because – over pretty much all across the country, you can if you want to. They want to adversely impact the president's potential of getting reelected, and they want to have an opportunity to meddle in the election results. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people in California vote illegally all the time. I think it's very reasonable that I have to show my ID when I go vote. And they claim that's racist. And I don't really understand that. But that's the argument. And that's where we are.
Well, and I think it's very reasonable to expect Americans to take a few minutes out of their day to do one of the most important things we do every few years, and that's vote. So, all right, let's move on to one of the other things that caught my eye too is of course some of your progressive colleagues are back to this $2,000 a month guaranteed income until the pandemic is over. Now, first off, I'm not sure who will decide when the pandemic is over, but in the same paragraph, though, when they're talking about the $2,000 a month income, and they say that it's to buy food and to pay rent, they also talk about this movement, hashtag cancel rent, that's going on in some of the bigger cities, and so they want to suspend rent payments and mortgage payments, too. So why have the $2,000 income if you're not going to use it to pay your expenses?
Well, Joey, first, they know that none of this is going to become law, but I've gotten probably 3 or 4 different requests from media outlets for a comment in my position on this $2,000 a month payment to all Americans for, 12 to 18 months. So just for reference, I'm still getting a handle on exactly what that is, but it's around $500 billion a month. So we're looking at, that's $7 or $8 trillion right there. Wow. We already have $25 trillion worth of debt. This is not free money. This is your children and your grandchildren's money. And really, at this point, it's your great-grandchildren's money. And, I mean, it's just immoral. It is immoral, and we can't keep doing this. The only thing that we're going to be able to do to overcome this is to get back to work safely. It is ludicrous to say that we're going to give every American $2,000 a month. I want to help people that have been affected. And, you go back to the Postal Service. If this bill, if something passes, which I'm not sure if something is, if something passes, it needs to be so precisely tailored to people that are still hurting, that need relief, that haven't been able to get back to work, that haven't been able to get back on their feet. Those are the people we need to help. And if we need to get very surgical with this next bill. It does not need to be broad. It does not need to be all-encompassing. It does not need to talk about anything other than the people that have been affected by this specifically. If you have had a massive pension shortfall for decades, we are not paying your pension. We're just not doing it. That is not what this bill is for. If they want to talk about that in a different bill, great. But California, New York, Illinois, they're literally hundreds of billions of dollars in debt in their pensions, and people are talking about wanting to bail out their pension.
Right.
And that's just not how, that's not what we're going to use this next bill for, if there even is one.
Yeah. I've been encouraged, Congressman, with me this morning, Congressman William Timmons. I've been encouraged by a lot of your Republican colleagues saying, hey, let's slow down a bit. Let's take a look at what we've already done and be sure it's working, because, we're in this, 4 or 6 weeks now since you guys passed the $2.2 trillion, and we're already getting some reports of fraud and people taking advantage of it, and some of it not going where it was intended to go. So why would you add to that?
Well, I think the whole idea is that we're going to see how the original CARES package was administered, see who still needs help, who's still struggling. And, we got to keep it very tailored, very, very tailored to people that are still adversely affected. And, but the most important thing is we got to get back to work, because the federal government cannot keep bankrolling the economy.
Yep. If we can get businesses reopened, get people back to work, we won't have to be talking about another $2.2 trillion or whatever the number ends up being, because people can take care of themselves.
That's exactly right, and we got to be safe doing it. So everybody, wash your hands. If you got a mask, wear it, and take all the precautions that the CDC and the governor's office is telling us to do. So we're excited to get back to work. The gym's going to be open next week, and I might actually get a little workout in.
There you go. Congressman William Timmons, always good speaking with you, sir, and be safe.
Be safe. Look forward to next week. Thanks.
Yeah, sure thing. Congressman William Timmons.